Students and adults from around the state gathered Monday on the steps of Florida's old historic Capitol. They held signs that said, "I stand with Planned Parenthood." One of them was 18-year-old Jessica Oliveira from Broward County. She says she and her sister are foster children, and they get health insurance through Medicaid. She wants the Florida legislature to expand that coverage to more young people, especially college students.
Instead of passing laws to make it harder for women and girls to get the care they need, they should show real leadership and pass legislation to expand access to health care. As a young woman who's working very hard for a better future, I'm counting on the legislature to step up and do the right thing. It is time to put politics aside and women's health first.
The federal Affordable Care Act made federal money available for expanding Medicaid coverage to more than a million Floridians. The Florida House and Senate rejected that expansion last month, but a proposal by Republican Senator Joe Negron would use the same money to expand health coverage through a state program instead. Democratic Representative Alan Williams says coverage is coverage.
We're going to continue to work with our legislators on the other side of the aisle, and we don't care what they call it. We just want to make sure that people are covered.
Planned Parenthood provides preventative care like birth control, cancer screenings, and sexually transmitted infection testing and treatment. The group's clinics also perform abortions, and it's historically opposed any bill it sees as limiting a woman's right to control her reproductive health. This legislative session is no different.
Many of my colleagues spent a lot of time figuring out how to limit women's choices, limiting reproductive freedom.
That's Senator Eleanor Sobel, a Democrat from Hollywood, joining the advocates on the Capitol steps. Later the same day, Planned Parenthood voiced its opposition to a bill by Republican Senator Kelly Stargell. The measure, which passed the Criminal Justice Committee, would create a separate crime for a violent act against a pregnant woman that causes harm or death to her unborn child. Democratic Senator Chris Smith voted against the measure.
So does the state attorney now go to the victim's medical records, even without a permission, to see, was she pregnant? Is she pregnant? Could she possibly be pregnant? When's her last menstrual cycle or whatever? I mean, we're going into some murky water here.
Smith said he was also concerned about charging someone with a crime when they had no way of knowing a woman is pregnant. But Stargell said it's the same principle of charging someone in deaths that result from drunk driving. You do one crime and also get charged for others that result.
Whether they're going to drive drunk or do a violent act to get somebody, they can choose not to do that violent act and therefore not have the risk of being charged with this crime against killing the baby as well.
Stargell stressed that the measure would not apply to any act a woman does to herself, nor to abortions or medical procedures. It would only punish someone who commits a violent act against a woman. For WFSU-FM, I'm Jessica Palumbo.